This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 200 for Friday, December 22nd. I'm Adam Pelosciotti. On the final trading day before Christmas, the January ICE Futures canola contract closed higher, while the deferreds were on both sides of unchanged before ending the day lower. Chicago soy and Malaysian palm oil were down, while European rapeseed was up. Crude oil, meanwhile, was steady. The Canadian dollar was also steady compared to Thursday's close. The Canadian Grain Commission reported the country exported 171,200 tons of canola during the week ended December 17th, the highest volume in 7 weeks. However, the cumulative 2023-24 total of 2.42 million tons was down 28% from last year's pace. The January canola contract was up $2.80 per ton at $645.20, while the March contract was down $1 per ton at $655.30. Canadian and U.S. markets will be closed on December 25th for Christmas Day. U.S. markets will resume trading on December 26th, while Canadian markets will reopen a day later. In the U.S., soybeans were up, while corn was steady and wheat was mixed. The NOAA called for drought conditions to slowly expand across most of the U.S. Corn Belt in its latest three-month weather forecast. The Buenos Aires Grain Exchange reported Argentina's corn planting progress at 59%, compared to 49% last week and the 62% five-year average. So far, 90% of the corn that has already emerged is in good to very good condition. The March corn contract was up 1 U.S. cent per bushel at $4.73. 69% of Argentina's soybean crop was planted, up 8 points from last week, but 11 points below the 5-year average. In total, 16.7 million hectares were planted, 100,000 more than last year, with 91% of the crop growing inadequate to optimal humidity. Rain is expected in northern central Brazil in the coming days, while private estimates expect the country's soybean crop to be between 153 million tons and a record-breaking 161 million. The January soybean contract was up 3 U.S. cents per bushel at $13 even, while the March contract was up 5 U.S. cents per bushel at $13.06. Canada exported 366,000 tons of wheat last week, up slightly from the week before. Cumulative exports this marketing year totaled 8.27 million tons, up 9.4% from last year's pace. Heavy rains have caused Germany's winter wheat planting area to be cut 7.3% from last year at 2.6 million hectares. Argentina's wheat harvest is 65% complete, compared to 55% last week and 78% last year. The country's wheat production is expected to be 14.7 million tons. The March Chicago wheat contract was up 4 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.16. The March Kansas City hard red wheat contract was down 4 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.23. The March Minneapolis spring wheat contract was up 1 U.S. cent per bushel at $7.15. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Friday, December 22nd. I'm Adam Pelosciotti, and from everyone at MarketsFarm.com, we wish all of you a Merry Christmas and a happy holiday season.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.